Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, navigating grief is something that each person does differently, but when you're faced with loss in your life, grief can be overwhelming. Stephanie Walsh joins us now to tell us her own experience, how her own experiences influenced her career choice. Stephanie, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me on today.
Thank you for coming in. This is a really interesting, important, and I read your article and it's so powerful, but you might go back and explain to listeners where all of this started.
I will, yeah. So I'm working as a grief coach now, and unfortunately my training in grief started when I was 8 years old. So I lost my brother in a sudden tragic accident, and I was very young navigating grief, and it was a very early experience of grief.
Your brother was four?
He was 4 years old. Yeah, so you can imagine the impact that would have had on my family, on me. And I felt it was really in some ways the end of my childhood and a real integration into adulthood. And
it was under tragic circumstances.
It was. We were on a family holiday in Lanzarote and unfortunately he drowned. Yes, it was sudden, and at that point I learned about grief, and I guess what I found was I became very worried about someone else dying throughout the rest of my life. And I grew up and probably never properly dealt with that. And when I was 30 years old, then my dad died. Now, this was a lot different. I had some preparation. He passed peacefully. And after this, it was sort of a new perspective on grief, because while I was very sad that he died, I learned that, well, I can really not control life or death.
Yeah.
And it sort of got rid of this anxiety and worry. And it also connected me back to meaning and what was important in life. And I began to explore what it meant for him to have died. I began to explore a spiritual connection with him. And I began to also explore what that meant for my brother. And I decided to restart relationships with both of them.
Interesting that you say, if I can just stop you there, Stephanie,
yeah.
You lost your brother under tragic circumstances. And as you say, you were changed forever at the age of 8 years
changed
of age.
Changed forever, yeah.
Then you say your dad died when you were 30.
Mm.
But the first thing you say was it was peaceful.
Yeah.
So it's not easy, but it was different.
It was different. I was an adult as well, and I was free to explore what grief meant for me on my terms. And that opened up a lot of opportunities for me. And what I found was maybe some of the traditional supports that were out there weren't quite enough for me. Mm. Especially as a child, I did go to counselling. And if you can imagine as an 8-year-old sitting in front of, a man or woman in front of you, taking notes, a very adult environment, very solemn, very serious. And I'm not sure that support was quite right for me and enough for me. So I began to explore some traditional supports as well. But I also began to explore really spirituality, understanding that my dad is there. I could connect with him through meditation and also some other wellness techniques, breath works, helping to calm my nervous system, which helped open me up more to more ideas. And I also began to just learn how to maybe reframe how I looked at it, because if I could go back in time, I wouldn't want any of this to have happened. But I couldn't do that. So I had to kind of come up with new ways to look at what had happened to me.
So at this point, Stephanie, you left your job and you started your own business as a coach and an energy healer.
That's right. Yeah. And breathwork teaching. Yeah. So I began to start to actually train in all the tools that had helped me. And I got the courage to actually leave my job and set up my own business and start to help people like me through many different circumstances, through one-to-one coaching. It was really, really, a very challenging time, but a beautiful time, which connected me back to what was important in life.
Okay. So a new focus, a new perspective, a new understanding. Then suddenly last year, you lost your mum.
I did, yeah. And this was the, as you can imagine, the last thing I would have wanted to happen. I had to really lean heavily on all these things that I had learnt. And at first I thought, well, that's not going to work. You know, this is something awful that's happened. And, you know, I don't know, how am I going to get through this? And I didn't really believe that there was a way for me to be happy again and a way for me to feel joy again. But I had built a great community around me and I had some amazing spiritual mentors in my life. And I was lucky enough to have people to say there is a way through this.
Yeah, you were more equipped this time around.
I was much more equipped, yeah.
You say as well, which I think is so true, I mean, your article is just brilliant here. Funerals cut through everything, politics, difference, conflict. People instinctively know what to do. They show up, they bring food, they help with the arrangements. I mean, you would have to acknowledge, if we're good at anything in Ireland, it's funerals.
We're great at funerals.
We're really good at the business of the funeral, aren't we?
Yeah, and it isn't just business. I think it brings everyone back to what's important. I think it kind of snaps everyone out of what they, you know, what they're worrying about, or like we say, difference and conflicts, and they come together. And it seems very instinctive that Irish people know what to do. Like, they might turn up with food, they'll turn up at your door. And I felt really surrounded by love and by family and friends when this happened to me, when I lost my mum especially, because it was especially difficult. Mm-hmm. And I really never felt less alone in my life when that happened.
And I'm sure, Stephanie, there's so many people listening to you this afternoon who will relate to that.
Yeah.
You know, you're speaking for so many people. But the reason I'm bringing up the funeral and how good we are at that is because afterwards it ends, we're largely unequipped to deal with what follows, which is the emptiness, I suppose.
There is a gap there. So I feel that at the beginning, yeah, at the funeral, everyone comes together. There's a structure there for people to know what to do. They know they want to turn up at the funeral and they know they can be around the house in those few days. And then I feel there is a gap until perhaps grief becomes overwhelming, and then people might seek professional help. But really, we don't want to wait to catch people after they've fallen. We want to prevent people from getting there. So in some other cultures around the world, there's a lot more space for kind of ritual, like a funeral, and a little bit more focus on preventative supports to help people engage with their grief. A lot of people want to talk about their loved one, but they may be afraid to bring that person up because it might make people uncomfortable. In around COVID, a hospice foundation in the UK did a survey on that, and they found that 33% of people don't want to bring up their loved one, despite it being their preferred way of celebrating their grief. So we're a little bit uncomfortable with grief, despite the fact that it's nearly universal, that, you know, if you're going to live a long time, you're going to experience some form of grief. And really, I think it's so important to talk about it, to talk about our loved ones and to bring them into our lives.
So you are working as a grief coach now. So people come to you on a one-to-one basis. And I think Irish people in general are getting better, aren't they, at getting grief counselling following the death of a loved one?
They are getting better. And, you know, what I feel is important is to say don't wait until it's really debilitating, it's really all consuming. It's to actually engage with any support that you have around you early on. I also run monthly group events where I bring people together, and you can meet with people who've gone through similar things to you, which I feel is really important to know that there are others out there and that it isn't lonely.
So you've been facilitating this in-person weekly gathering, and you call it Missing to Blissing. So
from Missing to Blissing, yeah.
Tell us what that means and how it works.
Well, it's really beautiful. It's I hold them in Killiney Castle in County Dublin, and they happen every week on a Wednesday. And people come and they they can talk to each other, they can share about their grief and what they've gone through. And I also facilitate meditation. And that's a really beautiful way for people to connect back with themselves. And I also allow people the space to see if they can feel their energy of their loved one and to actually connect spiritually with their loved one. And that is a really peaceful, beautiful experience. And people often feel lighter, more hopeful, and just have a new perspective on their grief. Obviously, I can't take away people's loss.
You can't bring them back, their loved ones back, but they're in a safe space, I suppose, and they're very much aligned to everyone else there.
Yeah, and they learn from others. And I think that's really important, is to have peer support and to be able to learn to people from people who've actually gone through what you've
gone through.
And
what's that gathering look like, Stephanie? I mean, is it a circle where you're all openly talking, or is it...
Yeah, we're in a semicircle.
A semicircle.
Yeah. But it's really... It's very optional. You don't have to share. You can just take a part in the meditation. What I find is people do end up liking to chat. You might be a little bit quiet when we first come in, and there's teas and coffees there. Then I'll share a little bit about my experience and what I've kind of, what I'm noticing. And then we'll go through the meditation first. So that kind of settles nerves and helps connect us back to what's important. And then at the end, there's a little bit of a chat, a little bit of space for a formal chat for people to share. And at the end, they can also stay on and talk to
each
other.
And I'd imagine there's friendships and all sorts of special bonds that come out of it, is there?
Yeah, I'm really amazed at what people are taking from each other, because everyone's grief is unique, and we all lose different people who play different roles in our lives. But I feel that everyone's learning from each other and what they've gone through and what the tools they're also applying.
So how do people join?
Yes.
This is a very secret club now, or can anyone?
Absolutely.
Turn up?
Anyone can join. So you can find more about my work on my website, stephaniewalsh.com. And if you have any questions or you're feeling a bit nervous, you can send me a message on Instagram at Stephanie Walsh Official. And the next event is taking place next week on Wednesday in Killiney and in Dublin. And you can register by this Friday.
And is there a fee to join?
It's €29.
Okay, so there's a registration fee. And do people go multiple times, or is it a one-off?
Yeah, it's really, I would recommend coming multiple times, because, you can come and just have a look and see if it's for you. But after a while, you start to experience this, improvement in your well-being, and also this nice, peaceful feeling on a more constant basis. So you want to leave feeling better, but you also want your life to get better. So it's recommended to definitely come to more than one.
Of course, yeah. And like you say, friendships and special bonds come, and you have the most beautiful tone as well. So I'd imagine, people will be coming back and, have a beautiful feeling about it. Lots of texts coming in, Stephanie, around grief. Let me just read two quick ones before we go. With grief, nobody wants to chat to you after the first year, as they feel uncomfortable. I find myself crying with strangers more than my closest friends. I find the cinema a great place for a good cry. And someone else says, I think sudden death is so different to a death through illness. I lost my partner to a sudden heart attack. So one day he was alive and well, and by the end of the same day he was gone. I describe it as being knocked down and then very slowly having to get back up. It took me 6 months before I could even talk to someone without crying. I went to counselling, and after that period, it was so helpful. Your loved ones can't actually deal with your feelings fully, so I fully recommend talking to a therapist. Well, Stephanie Walsh might be a good place to start. It's all on the website, Stephanie.
Yeah, stephaniewalsh.com.
And I'm so sorry for the tragedy that you've experienced in your life, but what a positive thing that you've created here.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Stephanie. A pleasure.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.